What did Proverbs say? My son, attend to my words, incline my ear to his saying, let them not depart from thine eye. Notice what he said. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying. My saying. Has he said? Has he said? He just said, but the one that received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall do what? Reign in life. Didn't he say that? But the one that rejected it and won't receive it will not reign in life. They may look like they're doing all right. See, sometimes, people call reigning in life because you have a lot of stuff. And stuff will play out. Stuff, you'll die off and leave. And in that stuff, you have trouble. You can get a sickness or a disease, even the doctor can't do anything with it. You can have family problem. I don't care how many counselors you go to. If your heart is not fixed, you can't solve the problem. Are you hearing me this morning? But those that receive the gifts of righteousness, the abundance of grace and the gifts of righteousness, the Wayman translation said, shall reign as kings in life. Oh, glory to God. So we won't talk about how to reign as kings in life. What you mean, king? A king has a certain domain or territory that he reigns over. And whatever the king says over his domain, that's what goes. Are you listening to me? And Satan has tried to, since you got born again, since you received Jesus and made him Lord of your life, he have tried to bring something in your life that God didn't say and God didn't give you. He have tried to bring destruction. He tried to bring poverty, tried to bring disaster, sickness and disease, tried to bust up your family, tried to mess up your life, confuse. He done all that stuff. But when you know who you are and you know the authority that God has given you to reign over your spiritual domain, then you stop him. Now listen to this. Luke 10:19. I'm reading this from the American Standard Version. Listen to what it says. Behold, that word behold means to me, it's, I'm about, when you said behold, that means look. What you mean? Pay attention. I'm about to say something. Look. Behold. Look. I'm about to say something. I have given you authority to tread up on serpents and scorpions and over how much? All the power of the enemy. How much of his? I have given you who? God, Jesus, scripture, this scripture written in red, these words came out of Jesus' mouth. I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What? Nothing. When you have a revelation, when you have a knowledge of who you are and a revelation of what Jesus has done to the enemy, how that he been defeated, how that he been stripped, of his authority. He's in this earth, but he'll not, he'll in this earth, but he'll not my Lord. He's in this earth, but he is not your Lord. And Jesus said, I've given you authority to tread on them, bind them up, cast them out, take authority over and stop them. Now, just in case you didn't, you don't think he said this, I'll show it to you in the scripture. That's why this, the very reason why I stopped taking man's opinion. Because like I said, you can buy all their opinion for a dollar and have a dollar left. A man's opinion don't mean a thing when it comes to the word of God. It's what God has said. And what we just read, God is not a man that he should what? Lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Listen. Listen what 18, Matthew 18, 18. Listen to this. You have authority. Look what Jesus said. Matthew 18, 18. He said, verily I say unto you. Who is he talking to? He talking to you, talking to me. He was talking to his disciples that day. He said, I'm saying to you. I am talking to you. Verily I say unto you. Whatsoever ye shall bind, where? Will you tell me, where are you? He said, whatever you bind on earth, what happened? Shall be what? Bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall what? Loose on earth shall be what? Loose in heaven. Now, notice that word heaven is single, and he's not talking about binding anything in the heaven where he lived, because there are three realms of heaven. Paul said, I was caught up in the third. If he were caught up in the third, it got to be a first. I've learned to count one, two, three. I never start three, four, five, six. Do you understand? So, if there's a third heaven, it got to be a first. And so this first heaven is what he's talking about, because this is where Satan has access to this earth realm and this heaven above us. That's why you can see the destruction that happened in the earth realm and the heavenly realm, that atmosphere above us. And God is saying, if you stop him right here on earth where you are, I'll make sure he won't work against you up above you. Hallelujah. So whatever, we're talking about reigning in life. That's what we're talking about. And when you know these things and then use your authority and use the name of Jesus and walk in the light of this and do what the word said, Jesus told me I can have what I say. And he also said to me, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Isn't that right? Amen. And so whatever you bind on earth, that means, you see, Satan don't want you to learn this. He wants to work habits in your life with all the disasters, sickness, disease, poverty, destruction, violence, evil, cruelty, and all that stuff he used, and all this stuff is going on. And God get accused of doing this. You know what people say? Well, God is doing that to teach you something. My goodness, I sure hope you hurry up and learn it. And tell me this, why would he use all of this to teach you something and then everything in the Bible contradict what's going on? Amen. That he's supposed to be using to teach you? Like people say, hey, when sickness comes, he put that sickness on you, teach you something. I know you heard it. Now, he put that on you to teach you something. And here you, he done put this on you to teach you something. Here you are up in the doctor's office. What's the matter with you? Getting out of the perfect will of God.